All right, let's dive into this. E-bike fans, you're ready? We're taking on the Mississippi River Trail.
3,000 miles, Minnesota to Louisiana.
We've got the maps, the guides, everything to get you rolling on an epic e-bike adventure. This isn't just a ride, though.
Right.
This is history, scenery, the whole feel of the Mississippi, you know.
That's what's so cool about it. You know, it's like the Mississippi River Trail, the MRT. Oh. It breaks all expectations. People hear river ride, they think flat, boring, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This has got it all. Rugged bluffs up in Minnesota, rolling hills down south, those delta lands everyone pictures. And we're focusing on the best parts for e-bikes.
Okay, so paved surfaces, good spots to stop, all that.
Exactly. Gotta be accessible, right?
Makes sense. Yeah. I can already picture myself riding alongside one of those old paddle steamers.
Sure.
Let's start at the very beginning. Lake Itasca.
Ah, yes.
State park in Minnesota. The headwaters of the Mississippi.
Itasca. It's the perfect place to start. Over 20 miles of paved bike trails just in the park itself. And right away, Minnesota gives you a choice.
Ooh.
The Explorer's on-road route, that one's a bit more challenging, or the family-friendly state trail route if you're looking for a more relaxed experience.
I like options.
Yeah.
So after Itasca, where does the MRT take us?
Next stop, the Midgee. It's this great little town, a hub for city trails, regional trails, the whole works.
Bemidji? I'm already getting lumberjack vibes.
You're not wrong. Just south of there, you've got the Paul Bunyan Trail.
Okay.
100 miles, all paved, from Bemidji to Brainerd. Perfect for e-bikes, mostly flat. And, well, named after the legendary lumberjack himself.
I am sold.
Yeah.
Cruising down the Paul Bunyan Trail, wind in my hair. What's next?
We hit the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Now, you might not think big city e-bike haven, but hear me out.
Okay.
The Mississippi National River and Recreation Area, it's got these awesome off-road trails right in the city, and you can actually ride both sides of the river in the Twin Cities. Paved paths, amazing views of the skyline.
Wait. Off-road trails in a city. What are the surfaces like?
Oh, they're great. Designed for all kinds of riders, e-bikes included. Actually, they often offer a smoother ride than some of those on-road sections and get you away from all the traffic.
Sign me up. Anything else we got to hit before we leave Minnesota?
Absolutely. Apple Blossom Scenic Byway takes you through those gorgeous river bluffs.
Yeah.
Breathtaking views. And for the more adventurous, Great River Bluff State Park has its own trails. Very e-bike friendly.
Okay, Minnesota is officially on the e-bike bucket list.
Yeah.
But now I'm curious. What's it like riding the MRT in a totally different part of the country?
Hold on tight. We're heading south to Louisiana, where you'll experience the thrill of riding the levees.
The levees. Okay, that's new.
Imagine riding on top of these huge earthen embankments built to hold back the mighty Mississippi.
Hmm.
Talk about history and power.
Wow, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Is there a certain stretch that's popular with e-bikers?
Absolutely. The 20-mile stretch from Audubon Park in New Orleans to the Bonnet Curry Spillway. Locals have a few names for it, actually. Yeah. New Orleans Levee Top Trail, the Levee Bike Path, the Mississippi Levee Trail. You'll find it on Link. The reviews are fantastic. People rave about the river views.
Wait, back up a second. Did those reviews mention anything about the surface?
Oh, yeah. It's mostly paved. Smooth sailing for e-bikes.
Okay, good.
But one thing to watch out for: shade. Or rather, the lack of it. The levees are wide open. Best to plan your rides for cooler times and bring lots of water.
Yeah, don't want to melt under the Louisiana sun. Speaking of trailing, do they say anything about parking along that levee section?
They do. They highlight all the parking options along the route. You can find a spot near wherever you want to start.
Perfect. Okay, so we've done the headwaters in Minnesota, cruised the levees in Louisiana. Where to next?
The Iowa Quad Cities. This region might surprise you with its amazing network of trails right along the Mississippi.
Iowa Quad Cities. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
The MRT here takes you through these riverfront communities, past countryside vistas, all on a mostly flat, paved surface. Smooth riding and endless views.
You had me at endless views.
Right.
Any particular parks or starting points you'd recommend?
In Davenport, check out Credit Island Park, Veterans Memorial Park, LeClaire Park, Lindsay Park. And in Bettendorf, Leech Park is a must. All of them have great access to the MRT.
Awesome. So we've covered a lot. Minnesota, Louisiana, Iowa Quad Cities. Before we get too deep into planning our dream e-bike trip, shouldn't we talk about some practical tips for riding the MRT?
You are absolutely right. The MRT is a dream for e-bikers, but there are a few things to know before you hit the trail. First things first, always check local trail rules.
Right.
Class 1 e-bikes are usually allowed, but some sections might have their own rules. It's always best to be prepared.
I've definitely seen trails that are off limits to e-bikes, so better safe than sorry. What else should we keep in mind?
Route planning is key, especially in areas where signage might be a little lacking.
Oh, right.
You know, we mentioned those different route options in Minnesota earlier. Well, some counties like Clearwater and Aitken, they have some gaps in their trail signage. So a good map or navigation app, those are must-haves.
Mm-hmm. You know, those old school paper maps can still come in handy. Anything else we need to watch out for?
Remember those levees in Louisiana? That lack of shade is a common theme on certain sections of the MRT. You'll want to plan for early morning or evening rides in the summer and definitely pack plenty of water.
And maybe some sunscreen and a wide-brimmed hat. All right, I'm taking notes. Anything else before we move on?
One more thing. If you're going on those longer rides, consider packing some snacks.
Good point.
Keeping your energy up is just as important as staying hydrated.
Great advice. Okay, we've got our e-bikes, our Macs, our snacks. We're ready to roll. What's next on our Mississippi River adventure?
Let's go back to Louisiana for a minute. Talk more about those levees.
Oh, yeah. I'm fascinated by them.
It's not just about the ride itself. It's about experiencing these amazing feats of engineering, you know? These earthen barriers, miles and miles along the Mississippi, built by hand over generations. They represent this massive effort to control the river, you know, to tame its raw power.
It really puts things into perspective. It's one thing to see pictures, but actually riding on top of one, that must be incredible.
It really is. You get this panoramic view, the river, the barges going by, all that greenery on either side.
Yeah.
And you can't help but feel a sense of awe, the sheer scale of the Mississippi, and how much ingenuity it took to control it.
You said earlier that levee trail is mostly paved, which is great for e-bikes.
Right.
But I'm curious, what's the actual riding experience like? Is it all flat and straight, or are there some, you know, interesting parts to navigate?
Yeah, you're right. It's mostly flat, perfect for just cruising.
Mm-hmm.
But there are these subtle slopes, gradual inclines. They follow the natural contours of the levee. So it's not challenging, but not monotonous either.
Okay, that's good. Well, I like a bit of variety. We talked about that 20-mile stretch from Audubon Park to the Bonnet Carris Spillway.
Right.
But what about other highlights? Along the Louisiana part of the MRT, I mean.
Well, if you want a shorter ride with a bit of history and culture, I definitely recommend exploring around New Orleans. You can e-bike right through the French Quarter, Jackson Square, St. Louis Cathedral, then head over to the Garden District, those beautiful antebellum mansions, the gardens. It's a great way to combine sightseeing and e-biking.
I love exploring historic neighborhoods, and doing it on an e-bike just sounds perfect.
Mm.
What about other parts of the levee trail, further upriver? Anything worth checking out?
Absolutely. The trail between Baton Rouge and St. Francisville has some amazing views. Plantation homes, sugarcane fields. It's a glimpse into Louisiana's past.
Okay.
And further north, near Natchez, Mississippi, you can actually ride the Natchez Trace Parkway. That's a historic route, follows an old Native American trail. It's super scenic, really rich in history. It takes you back in time.
Well, I'm adding those to my list.
Yeah.
Louisiana is sounding more and more appealing.
Yeah.
Now let's switch gears a bit. Talk about a state that's often overlooked for e-biking. Iowa.
Oh yeah, Iowa. It might not have the flash of some other states, but it has a special charm. Especially for e-bikers. The Iowa section of the MRT is known for being tranquil. Lots of charming small towns. It's a place to slow down, really soak in the scenery, and experience that Midwestern hospitality.
You know, that's what I love about e-biking. It's not always about adrenaline or challenging trails.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's about slowing down, appreciating the simple things. You know, beautiful farmland, a charming river town.
Exactly. And Iowa has that in spades. You can ride through rolling farmland, past those historic river towns, Dubuque, McGregor. The pace of life is slower, more relaxed. It's a great escape from the hustle and bustle.
Okay, I'm sold on the charm, but what about the trails themselves? Are they suitable for e-bikes?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about paved surfaces, smooth riding, but I know some trails can be deceiving. What's the real story in Iowa?
You'll be happy to hear it. The Iowa section of the MRT is mainly paved roads, minimal traffic, perfect for e-bikes. And there are several dedicated bike trails, like the Heritage Trail between Dubuque and Dyersville. It's a smooth, car-free ride, so you'll definitely find plenty of great e-biking in Iowa.
That's good to know. I'm picturing myself cruising through those small towns, stopping for coffee, maybe a bite to eat at a local cafe. Is that realistic? Are those towns welcoming to e-bikers?
Oh, you bet. The small towns along the Iowa MRT are famous for it. friendly locals, cute shops, delicious food.
Yeah.
You can definitely stop for pie at a bakery, have some crash beer at a brewery, just chat with people you meet. It's that genuine Midwestern hospitality that makes it so special.
Okay, I can really see myself e-biking through Iowa now. Sounds like the perfect mix of beauty, small town charm, and relaxed riding. But before we get too carried away, let's talk about some of the practical stuff. E-biking, the MRT in general, I mean.
Sure.
We've covered some amazing routes. But there's more to planning a trip than just picking a trail.
Absolutely. Logistics are important. Things like accommodations, charging stations, bike maintenance. Those can make or break a trip. So let's talk about those practical details.
Sounds good. Let's start with accommodations. What kind of options can e-bikers expect along the MRT? Are we talking campgrounds, hotels, or something in between?
You'll find a whole range, really. Something for every taste and budget.
Yeah.
Campgrounds for those who want to be closer to nature, hotels for more comfort, and everything in between. And a lot of towns along the MRT are getting more bike-friendly. They're offering secure bike storage, even charging stations for e-bikes.
That's great to hear. It's good to know e-bikers are being catered to. Mm-hmm. What about charging stations in general? Are they easy to find along the whole MRT, or is that something we need to plan carefully?
It's definitely getting better. Lots of towns and businesses are putting in charging stations. They see how popular e-bikes are getting.
Yeah.
But it's still smart to plan your route. Make sure you can charge when you need to. You don't want to end up with a dead battery in the middle of nowhere.
Range anxiety is a real thing. Better to be safe and plan those charging stops. Now, what about bike maintenance? We've been talking about all these great adventures, but what if we get a flat tire or have a small mechanical issue? Are bike shops easy to find along the MRT?
You'll find bike shops in the bigger towns and cities for sure.
Okay.
But it's always a good idea to be prepared just in case. I'd really recommend packing a basic repair kit, a spare tube, a pump, some basic tools. That way you can handle minor repairs yourself and not get stranded.
That's a great tip. I've learned that being self-sufficient is key for e-bike adventures. Anything else we should pack or know about when it comes to maintenance?
It's also a good idea to learn some basic e-bike maintenance before you go. Knowing how to change a tire, adjust your brakes, those things can save you a lot of trouble. There are tons of online resources, videos that can teach you.
Right.
It's a small investment of time, but it can really pay off when you're on the road.
Okay, so we've covered accommodations, charging, maintenance. Anything else we should mention in terms of practical tips for e-biking the MRT? Weather? Maybe. I imagine conditions can change a lot along such a long route.
You're right. The Mississippi River Valley, you can get all kinds of weather. Scorching sun, sudden rain, even snow and ice up north in the winter. Packing for all kinds of weather is essential. Layers are key. A waterproof jacket and pants, too. And don't forget sunscreen, bug spray, a first aid kit.
All good advice. It's easy to get caught up in planning the fun stuff and forget about the practicalities. But those little details can make the difference between an amazing ride and a miserable one.
Exactly. Being prepared is half the battle when it comes to e-bike adventures. Now, with those practical tips in mind, let's keep exploring the MRT. We still have some incredible destinations to uncover.
I'm ready for more. Where to next?
Let's head south to the heart of the Mississippi Delta. Discover the e-biking treasures of Arkansas and Mississippi.
Arkansas and Mississippi. Those are two states I think of as blues music, southern hospitality, a ton of history. I can't wait to hear what kind of e-bike adventures await us there.
Arkansas and Mississippi, two states that really capture the soul of the Mississippi Delta.
I'm already picturing myself in a rocking chair on a porch listening to some blues. So what kind of e-biking experiences await us in these states?
Let's start with Arkansas. It's a state that often surprises people with its natural beauty, you know. The Arkansas section of the MRT, it goes right through the Ozark Mountains.
The Ozarks.
Rolling hills, dramatic bluffs, these crystal clear rivers. Imagine riding through these ancient mountains.
Wow.
The wind whispering tales of pioneers and outlaws.
Ozarks on an e-bike. Okay, that sounds incredible. Are there any trails or routes that really stand out for e-bikers?
One that comes to mind is the Arkansas River Trail. It's a 17-mile paved loop that hugs the Arkansas River in Little Rock. It's a great way to see both the city and nature. Stunning views of the skyline, the river, those surrounding hills. And it connects to other trails, so you can easily make your ride longer.
Sounds like a perfect day trip. City and wilderness, all in one.
Yeah.
Are there any other trails in Arkansas that are, more immersed in nature.
Absolutely. If you want a real escape, check out the trails around Hot Springs National Park.
Hot Springs.
It's famous for its thermal springs, of course.
Yeah.
But it's also got this network of hiking trails, scenic overlooks, perfect for e-bikes. Imagine yourself surrounded by these ancient forests, breathing in the fresh air. And maybe, after a day of riding, you treat yourself to a dip in those hot springs.
Okay, I'm sold. Hot Springs National Park is going on the e-bike bucket list. Now let's talk Mississippi. What kind of adventures await us in the Magnolia State?
Mississippi is this unique blend, you know. History, culture, natural beauty, all wrapped up in the rhythm of the blues.
I love it.
The MRT in Mississippi takes you right through the heart of the Delta, the birthplace of that soulful music.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about. To be riding through the Delta where those blues legends walked and played. Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters. It gives me chills.
Oh, for sure.
Are there any specific towns or landmarks we should keep an eye out for?
Clarksdale is a must visit for any blues fan. It's home to the Delta Blues Museum. You can really immerse yourself in that history. And you can't miss the Crossroads, just south of Clarksdale.
The Crossroads.
That's where Robert Johnson supposedly sold his soul to the devil for those amazing guitar skills.
No way. So much history, so much culture packed into one ride. But what about the trails themselves? Are they as smooth and e-bike friendly as the other ones we've talked about?
The Mississippi section of the MRT, it's mostly paved roads. A few dedicated bike paths here and there. The terrain is generally flat, good for e-bikes. Just keep in mind, some areas might have more traffic than others. Always a good idea to check local conditions before you go.
Good point. Safety first. Okay, as we wrap up this incredible deep dive into the Mississippi River Trail, I'm feeling overwhelmed, but in a good way. It's clear this trail system is something special, offering something for everyone who loves e-biking.
You got it. From the beauty of Minnesota to those soulful rhythms of the Delta, the MRT is more than just a trail. It's a journey through the heart and soul of America. And we've only scratched the surface. There are countless towns, trails, hidden gems waiting to be discovered along those 3,000 miles.
It's like you've given us the keys to a treasure chest of e-bike adventures. And I, for one, am ready to start exploring.
That's the spirit. So, to all you e-bike enthusiasts out there, what are you waiting for? Grab your helmets, charge those batteries, get ready to experience the magic of the Mississippi River Trail on two wheels.
And don't forget to check out those resources we talked about. Traylink, state tourism websites, local bike shops. They'll help you plan your own unforgettable journey down this amazing river.
Happy trails, everyone. May your rides be filled with adventure, beauty, and the joy of discovery.